Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
A radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's Gallant.
That's a G.
Joe and George.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant and Joe George.
But for the next 30 minutes, it's the Paul Gallant Show edition of Gallant and George, just Paul, no Joe, with Sean behind the glass. As far as the Astros are in spring training, the news that was of note today was that they signed Brendan Rodgers, a second baseman from the Colorado Rockies, who won the Cy Young Award. Excuse me, not the Cy Young Award. What am I talking about? He won the... That would be crazy.
Oh, my God.
At second base,
this guy?
He was a gold glover.
White Ohtani?
Yeah, he's the new Ohtani. Second baseman and pitcher. So he won a gold glove with the Rockies in 2022 at Coors Field. And look, he played well at Coors Field, but not a very good hitter outside of Coors Field. So the Astros just gave him a spring training invitation. And there's more breadcrumbs, tea leaves, whatever you want, that Jose Altuve could be playing left field this coming year, which is still very weird to think of. But I think the closer and closer that we get to the regular season actually beginning, I think we're going to get to a point where it actually feels right. Is that wrong? I don't know, but I mean, I just look at the rest of the outfield, and am I standing on the table saying, yeah, this guy's defense is so important that we are not even going to consider putting Jose Altuve in the outfield? That's where I'm at right now, and perhaps I am being a little bit too simplistic looking at baseball. I'm thinking that, hey, Craig Biggio did it, kind of, and Altuve can do it too, even though he's 5'7", but that's where I'm at. And there's just more breadcrumbs on that front. You want to jump in, you can. It's 713-780-3776 to call in, to text in. The other things we've touched on today, the Houston Texans are trying to get the ball rolling on a new stadium. They did it with an article in the Houston Chronicle. If a new stadium is built, it is likely going to involve a lot of your money going towards it. And I said it earlier, I don't think that the Texans have exactly earned the loyalty of this city to be trying to pull a Houston Oilers. I don't think that's where they're at. They used to think they were there, and I think they found out the hard way over the last couple of seasons. That's no longer the case. Maybe it's a little different for some with CJ Stroud, with D'Amico Ryans, but do they really need a new stadium? I don't think they do. That stadium's not that old, and I mean, you're paying for all of the stadiums in Houston currently with bonds through 2056. So it doesn't exactly seem like the best use of taxpayer money to put together some other proposal that pays for these stadiums when? Until 2100? Seriously, is that how long you'd have to push it back? Do you have to wait for that bond to get paid off to do the next bonds? I'm not familiar, Sean, with embezzling. I mean, with cooking city books. I mean, I'm not familiar with money.
Yeah, it definitely doesn't seem like you or I could essentially take out a loan and just like not pay it back and then also take out another loan like 20 years later. Like that just doesn't seem like you could do that with the government or anybody, really, to be like, hey, I know I haven't paid you back yet, but actually, can you give me way more money? For a new version of the thing that you just gave me loan for 20 years ago.
Do you know who does that? Crack addicts.
Yeah.
Drug addicts do this.
And gambling addicts, I guess.
Yes.
As I talk it out, it is what gambling
is. This is truly like addict panhandling.
But they lose money. Like, that's the whole thing, is that you lose money when you do those two things. You don't lose money when you own and operate a NFL stadium or an NFL team or an NFL venue.
But someone has to put their schmenzer on the table and say, no, we're not doing this. And I want someone to lay it out in the same way that we've been laying it out all show today here on Gallant and George. So that's on the table if you want to touch on that too. And one last thing. I feel bad for Alex Bregman in Boston, even though he is robbing them blind with that three-year, $120 million deal with an opt-out after every single year. The idea that there is a revolt in the Red Sox clubhouse about a guy who was an upgrade defensively for an 81-81 team last year that's been one of the worst teams in baseball defensively for the last few seasons, it is a joke. And it is a reflection of how far the Boston Red Sox have fallen. This used to be a prestige franchise. Now they're what? Third best team in the American League East, and they're not even as good as the Baltimore Orioles. Oh, they got a lot of prospects. Oh, they got some pitching. Sure, Jan. Cool. That's neato. So all that's on the table. I got a DM today from somebody who writes for one of those sports media websites. And this person asked me this question. They wanted to know what it is that this time of year you want people to talk to you about. And am I about to take you behind the kimono and go a little bit inside radio? No, I am actually curious. Because I just saw up on TV on ESPN a lower third graphic that read, latest update on LeBron James missing the All-Star game. And I mean, geez, guys, we're really scraping the bottom of the barrel, producers over at ESPN, if we're doing that. If you've listened to me long enough, you know that I do like to drift away from talking about sports from time to time. So how far away can we drift? That's what I want to do over the next couple of months. I know a lot of you out there, you hear about NFL draft talk. There are some names that are probably interesting to you, but we're talking about the names that are at the very top of the draft. Specifying specific prospects for the Houston Texans, doing double specificing. Do you really want that? I don't think you do. So do you want us to talk about things like, I don't know, the John Rocker and Patrick Mahomes squabble? Remember how we talked about that? Seemed pretty fun. Seemed like it was destined for rough and rowdy. And lo and behold, a rough and rowdy event was created for it. It turns out this entire thing was a hoax. I'm really getting bummed out with the amount of things that I see on the internet that end up being fake. Because it seems like it's over 50% now. Things that you see online, whether it's just inaccurate, misinformation, disinformation, or some sort of staged video, reel, TikTok, and that's what we got. Patrick Mahomes Sr., after he was seen on Bourbon Street getting into it with John Rocker, had to admit that this was made up. Mahomes is currently on probation after his third DWI. Honestly, there's four. The first one wasn't charged. The fight arguably violated the terms of his limited freedom. But Mahomes, to make sure that he could get away with this on probation, he told a court last week the fight was a staged promotion for John Rocker at Barstool's Rough and Rowdy. He signed that contract on January 17th. So this beef on Bourbon Street, there's actual legal proof that that was fake. So do you even want to watch it anymore? Is that something that you're into? Because this is where sports are going. You know, the NBA, more and more boring by the year. The NHL, you don't have a team. The NFL, the regular season's getting a little bit frustrating. College football games are losing meaning. 162 baseball games, baseball's playoffs are great. It takes forever to get to them. So is this the kind of stuff that you're interested in? Celebrity fights have already taken over boxing as far as what actually gets money, what gets popularity. We saw it with the Jake Paul. Was it Logan Paul? Jake Paul? Don't even care. Against Mike Tyson fight. We saw that, and a lot of people watched it. you were probably disappointed and felt like an idiot for paying money for it, but a lot of people watched it, and you probably watched it because you knew a lot of people were going to watch it. I don't know if a lot of people are going to go watch two 50-plus-year-old baseball former players get into a brawl with one another, one of whom is loathed by everyone, the other, the father of the greatest athlete in sports today. Are you going out of your way to watch that? Is that something that actually interests you? Serious question. I don't know. It feels like, though, this is where sports are drifting towards. And I'll bring up as another example, and this is different, but Tyreek Hill and Noah Lyles. Noah Lyles is a sprinter. Tyreek Hill, of course, for the Miami Dolphins, one of the fastest players in the NFL, podcast extraordinaire, multifaceted media conglomerate, Tyreek Hill, who might do porn someday, they're going to race each other. Would you watch that? I think this is the future of sports. I think we're seeing the early stages of it. It's just various celebrities competing against each other in weird things. And there's a part of it that's intriguing in the same way that that MTV TV show Celebrity Deathmatch was back in the day, right? And that show's funny. I honestly want to go back and watch some of those old ones. I don't know how many of those cultural references I'll get since the show, I think, is like 20 years old or so. But it feels like we are heading that way, and I'm wondering how many people are into the various forms of it. Obviously, the Paul Tyson fight was a joke. But okay, what if someday you saw, as promoted to a degree at the Super Bowl, James Harrison against Chad Ochocinco? What if you saw that? What if you saw Vontaze Burfict against Antonio Brown? It seems like random famous people fighting is the future. Elon Musk versus Mark Zuckerberg. Are you into it? I mean, I guess if you can gamble on it, that's a reason to be into it. Sean, are you into this? Because I think this is the future.
No, this is definitely the future of combat sports. Like boxing being dead has been just like something we've talked about for a while. I think the fact that the only way to watch or to get people interested and to watch people fight is that they're famous for other things, and it's just the like lowest common denominator of, I mean, if you're anywhere and you hear, hey, two guys are about to fight, like you want to watch, like you don't care that they're good at fighting, which is what all these celebrity boxing is. Like if two guys were like going to play one-on-one, like no one cared. Like if John Rocker and Pat Mahomes Sr. wanted to play basketball, a one-on-one basketball game, who cares? Who's watching that? If it's a situation where, you know, two famous, if Jake Paul and Mike Tyson are going to be like doing a home run derby against each other, who cares? Yeah. No one wants to watch. I think it is just like a fighting thing where this is like how they can somehow claw back relevance just by, I mean, it's always kind of been the like lowest form of entertainment of like, hey, these two guys, we're going to have this guy who's Mexican and this guy who's American, and they're going to fight on Cinco de Mayo. And it's always been like that, where it's just like playing to your most base, like, hell yeah, USA, USA versus Russia.
USA versus Canada in the Four Nations Cup tomorrow night again.
And this is just like, hell yeah, John Rocker versus Pat Mahomes. It's like guy you hate, John Rocker, Jake Paul, either of the Paul brothers, versus guy you like. And that's kind of how it's all set up.
Mahomes, though, his dad, not exactly the most likable.
Or it's two scumbags fighting each other.
Two scumbags. But you want to have a good guy and a bad guy. I mean, wrestling did figure it out, even if it was all fake. I mean, the guys were absolutely killing each other, but it was predetermined what was going to happen in some way, shape, or form. But that's how that became big. Considering we have seen basketball turn into what we've seen it in, where the guys have to be incentivized over being incentivized already to play, and where it does feel like football will eventually get to that point if this regular season continues expansion. Baseball's already there to a degree, even if postseason baseball's there. I'm just wondering if this is the event that actually can get casual people to go out of their way to watch and then talk about after the fact. Is this what's next?
Well, it is also a side effect of people saying like, well, this is entertainment, where we talk about football, we talk about basketball, we talk about baseball through the lens of like TV time and TV inventory for ESPN, for Fox, for, you know, whoever's broadcasting it, for Netflix now. We talk about it as if it's entertainment, and so now it is, like, just entertainment. Like, it is being, you know, constructed to just be as, you know, a network sitcom, which how many episodes can we squeeze out of these six friends? How many episodes per year? Can we get 28? Can we get 16 football games? How about 17 How about 18 football games and more playoff teams? How about more playoff teams in college where we can just stretch this out as much as possible?
Or like with the Big Bang Theory, which is a spinoff called Young Sheldon, which has another spinoff like George and Mandy's first marriage or something
exactly.
like that.
Exactly. Where this is just like entertainment. Because like Noah Lyles versus Tyreek Hill, like why are we interested in this?
I'd love to watch him fight.
But they're going to run.
Right. I know. You know, I do think that a great way in 2025 to settle differences is for two men to race against each other in the street. I say that as somebody who knows he can win most of those and doesn't want to deal with the consequences of getting into an actual fight.
The race record is going to be better than the fight record.
For sure. You know, lifetime fight record is 2-4. Lifetime race record, 2-0. And I was challenged by people who definitely thought they would win based off of looking at me. Let's just say that. With the finish line at an inconvenient place for those two. Whatever the case. Is this what's next? I think it is. And I'm wondering how far we go. As time goes on, do we think to ourselves, you know what? Going back towards celebrity, almost gladiator-style events. Is that something any of us see in our lifetime? Do we ever get to a point where we got prisoners fighting each other to the death? Or do we have famous celebrities going old, 1700s, Alexander Hamilton versus Aaron Burr with pistols and doing a duel with one of those pistols with way too much gunpowder used to fire that little pellet? I'm curious. I don't think we're above it. I don't think it's impossible. And it's stuff like this that paves the way. And I'm honestly disappointed that they let this get out. I get that they had to let it get out because Patrick Mahomes Sr. is on probation. And he had to tell somebody in court that, hey.
I didn't fight.
I wasn't drunk. This was staged. And honestly, now you think about it, like the cameraman was in a really
so
good spot.
It was so obvious that is. I think I said afterward, I was like,
you did suggest it.
It was
yes.
the fact that they all tweeted about it so fast, and then that they had a fight booked for Dave Portnoy like the next day, where it's just like, this is crazy.
Yeah, they tried to slow play it, like, oh, we're still working on the details, and then oh wait, here we are.
It was signed 2 weeks ago.
It does bum me out that nothing is real, but if nothing is real, then can we at least have celebrities beating the hell out of each other?
I mean, we already have that. We get that already.
I want more. I don't want it just to be Logan Paul or Jake Paul or Paul versus Mike Tyson, okay? I need a little bit more. 713-780-3776 is how you call in. It's how you text in. On YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN 975. Joe is here, but Joe is in a meeting. What's the meeting about? 713-780-3776. Is Joe looking for a new co-host? Is Joe perhaps meeting with another show to determine their future? You never know with middle management Joe. You never know.
He's sitting there like Commodus with his finger out.
That would be very funny. See, what I know is happening right now, we're having our annual show review meetings, and I'm really curious, with Joe now a year removed officially from producing the Killer Bees, I'm wondering how this is going all together. Joe, Jeremy, and Joel again. Because Joe's been getting a lot off of his chest, you know, on this show, and sometimes the Killer Bees fire back. And I'm just Switzerland in all of this, you know? You got to let the fights be what they are. And maybe that's what's next. Coming out of this meeting that's taking place, middle management Joe versus Joel Blank.
Oh, there we go.
Joel's got a sore leg from playing kickball. You also got, if Jeremy Branham is not in another state right now, I mean, it could be Joe versus Jeremy.
I think I saw him in the hallway.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he is back in Texas.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe that's the future for ESPN 97.5. Just have the hosts fight each other.
We're definitely not above that.
No.
We're definitely not above that. Do you want to duel against one of our hosts? Well, guess what? For a nominal fee of, insert this, you can buy sponsorship on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Percentage of it goes to charity.
See, that would be the best way. It's for the kids. You can shoot Paul in the head, and it's for the kids. that's the way that we do it here. I am curious. I know we're going to have a meeting as well. What's our meeting going to be about? What do you think? You're the producer of the show.
Probably going to be super chill, I imagine.
I think it actually will be, too.
I think ours will be easy.
I think our show of all the shows is probably... I mean, I don't know what your relationship with Dell is like, but I feel like of all the shows, ours is the most low maintenance, which is ironic with me running the show.
I'd say Dell's more low maintenance, just because a lot of times it is, like, we just carry over stuff from the morning show, and it's like, it's a little bit... It's a little easy to do that stuff. But also, in the meeting, maybe there's just, since it's a, I guess, newer show, just more to talk about.
That's true.
For here, I guess it's as long of a show, but, like, we all have worked together before.
That's true. And now, middle management Joe.
Deciding the future of some of your favorite hosts.
Yeah.
I think this is the first time where his middle management position has actually, like, affected.
Oh yeah,
this show.
Yeah,
the availability.
He just said, "Hey, I have a meeting." You know, yeah. He looked at me. You know, looked down his nose at me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not making a comment about short people. He looked down his nose at me as I sat here, and he said, "Hey, I got a meeting. Got a meeting right now. So we'll see. The future of ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. It's hanging in the balance right now." For the afternoon show, I think. You know? Are they going to have to go until 8 now? That would be so funny. That they go like an extra,
you know,
2 hours.
We really liked when the wheelhouse was 4 hours. What if you went 5, huh?
That would be so funny.
They would just both quit on the spot.
Who would quit first? Jeremy or Joel? If they had to do a show until 9 p.m., which is on the table.
People have discussed it in this building.
713.
Is it us right now?
Right.
Discussing it right now?
People have discussed it.
But people on ESPN 97.5 have discussed it.
713-780-3776 to call into text. And we are a democracy. Should the Killer Bees go until 10 p.m.? 713-780-3776 to call to text on YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN 975. Killer Bees from 3 to midnight. Huh?
3 to 7 a.m.
Investors?
They just lead in straight to John.
It's just a live stream from 3 until 7 a.m.
Like those streamers that go 24
hours. We just
lock
them in the studio and you know, they just have to be with one another. I wonder how that would go. Anyway, Joe will be back in a moment. I'm Paul Gallant. It's Gallant and George, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 to call or text. This is the real question I do have going forward, though, because it was inspired by this person who sent me this DM. What is it from this time until March Madness begins that really gets you going in the sports calendar? Because I think there's a strong argument to be made that this is as dead of a time of the sports calendar as the summer. And obviously, we can find entertaining things for us all to discuss, you know? Like Patrick Mahomes versus John Rocker being a hoax, and how it might be the precursor to barbaric future gladiator matches of a dystopian future. But I am curious on that front, so we'll take your suggestions in the suggestion box. I'm Paul. Joe will be back in a moment. Sean behind the glass. Stay put.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's Gallant and George
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Middle Management Joe is back.
Did he get fired?
Woo! Well, that's you. Did I get fired?
No, you're good. You'd be gone by now.
You do have a gleam in your eye. Did you finally get back at the Killer Bees for all the bullying?
Yeah.
You got back at them?
No more bullying.
Okay.
So I told them.
Oh, okay. So they still work here, too.
Oh, yeah.
It would have been funny if you went in there into the meeting and you had a slow build up to, sorry, guys, that's it.
Yeah.
And then you're like, just kidding.
Like, you know, the Cougs are just not good enough, Jeremy. You got to go focus on them. The football team, not the basketball team.
Okay, so Joe is back. In the last segment, Joe, we were discussing what we're going to talk about going forward, especially in the wake of the very sad news that the Patrick Mahomes Sr. versus John Rocker fight was a staged fight,
yeah,
on Bourbon Street, which led to the rough and rowdy fight. Patrick Mahomes Sr. had to confess to that because he was violating his probation for his third DUI charge and possibly fourth DUI ever.
I didn't realize that's why he had to confess to it being staged.
I didn't either.
It was DUI related. I thought they just like let the cat out the bag on accident.
But he had to reveal that there was a contract signed for January 17th for Mahomes versus Rocker. It is a very weird fight to set up without having some sort of backstory. So they manufactured the backstory. Yeah. I wonder how many people will realize that that moment right there was fake. I mean, some in the moment, Sean did, think that it was at least dubious with the camera work and all of that.
Yeah, but it's just hard because Rocker's just such a lunatic. Like, you just feel like cameras are always on him.
It was just specifically the fact that these two guys in their 50s, like, were immediately tweeting about it.
Yeah.
Even, like, one guy whose dad, or who's the father of one of the quarterbacks in the Super Bowl, is like tweeting about this on Super Bowl week.
I thought one of the funniest things, like underrated parts of this, was what happened during the week of the Monday night like media session. Taylor Lewan, the former tackle for the Titans, his podcast is leaving Barstool. And he went up to Mahomes and was like, hey man, we got to get you on the pod. And Mahomes literally said, well, now that you've left Barstool, like, any time. But then his dad signed a contract with Barstool to fight John Rocker, which, like, also no interest. Have you guys ever watched the Rough and Rowdies?
No.
Yeah, I know it's not good fighting.
Okay. When it's not celebrities, it's actually somewhat entertaining. Because it's a bunch of, like, heroined up hicks from West Virginia trying to kill each other.
Heroined up. Oh, I would have thought methed up.
Oh, is that what it is?
I wouldn't know. I would think meth would lead to more energy.
Oh, okay.
Versus heroin, which they'd probably be sleeping.
That makes sense. But yeah, so it's actually like the actual fights are like somewhat entertaining, but when they bring the celebrities in, it's kind of terrible.
But you want to watch for the celebrities. Like, you don't want to watch like random Rick from Alabama.
Yeah.
I will say though, like, this is a poor job by Rough and Rowdy, like, for grabbing, I would say, relevant celebrities for people in their base, which I assume are people like in their 20s, because you're grabbing two 50-year-old guys who pitched in the 90s. Like, the guy I know more is Patrick Mahomes' dad, and I only know him because he's Patrick Mahomes' dad. These are just two just relievers from the 90s.
And you only know he's a reliever from the 90s because he keeps getting DUIs.
Well, no, I only know that because his kid is the best quarterback in the NFL.
I know.
I would not know who he is other than that.
I honestly don't think we would talk about his dad as much as we do, because I think it's more about the DUIs than it's about him being a former major league pitcher.
Yes. Yeah. I'm saying I would not know who Patrick Mahomes Sr. was if it was not for his son.
Yeah, because like
same name.
And like it's just the whole family sucks. The kid, the dad, or the younger brother, and then you got Kermit the Frog, the great quarterback. Like, it's, if you didn't know, like, yeah, I don't know if it plays with their base. Like, they had Jose Canseco fight one time. He took a dive in the first, like, minute and a half.
But they had him fight someone from Pardon My Take, which is, basically bigger than Barstool itself.
Yeah.
Like, they get guys that are, like, relevant to
their audience.
Their audience. These are just, like, again, two pitchers from the 90s.
who apparently need a
and
lot of money.
One we know because of his kid. One we know because he's maybe not a great guy.
I have a question.
Yes.
I think you can answer it. So Patrick Mahomes, his son is named Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. His son has become the Patrick Mahomes that is more synonymous with Patrick Mahomes than the original Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So for you,
yes.
How would you feel if you, as a sports media personality, are someday not the Joe George everyone thinks about? They're thinking about your kid. I mean, you'd be proud as a dad. I know you would be.
I'd be pretty proud.
But come on, there's got to be a little ego involved. You work in this industry. You have to be a bit of a narcissist.
Yeah, I think I would be very happy for him. But I would imagine there'd be a little bit of jealousy.
Hey, jealousy.
But I'd rather my kid be Patrick Mahomes Jr. than Bronny, who's there because he was
or
like,
Jackson.
Yeah. Like Bronny's only there because his dad's LeBron.
Well, yeah, and there's like no way that Bronny was gonna be the LeBron James.
Yeah, but he like doesn't.
You know,
even
LeBron James's kid, or you know, his dad also played basketball.
But like he doesn't
for
even
the Cavs and
the
Lakers and Heat.
Yeah, but yeah, I would. You know, it would be. Yeah, that'd be strange. I hope that for him. Honestly, I hope he doesn't ever get near this business. But if he did,
damn. It's such a good one. Yeah. It's rewarding.
Yeah,
pays well. You know, never any shakeups.
Never.
Great.
Yeah. But if he was more successful than me, yeah, I mean, that'd be awesome. How do you think, is Joe Buck more successful than Jack Buck? I would say yes, right?
Well, I think a lot of people would have argued Jack Buck was the better broadcaster.
Yeah.
But at this point, as someone who's never seen Jack Buck, I really wouldn't know.
But Joe does ESPN, just football. I don't remember what Jack did.
Yeah, if you just line it up where it's like, yeah, he'd do some national games, but was mostly like a local team guy.
So. Yeah.
Where like now it's like, Joe Buck just doesn't do team local broadcasts. Like that on itself is more impressive, but also you have to build in like the fact it was like the 60s and 70s where there weren't national broadcasters.
He's Joe. I'm Paul. Sean behind the glass. Washed Watch Wednesday. Let's go.
We all know something or someone that's washed.
He was a bum then, and he's a bum now.
From dating apps.
Swipe, 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 swipe.
To Skip Bayless.
It's my turn!
To Scott Boras. It's time to find out who's on Washed Watch on Gallant and George.
Flying. Is flying washed?
Well,
I watched the video again today of the airplane that landed and then flipped upside down.
Yeah, that's the Delta flight from Minneapolis to Toronto. I believe that a small plane crashed today and two people sadly passed away. I made a joke with the marathon girl who's about to go to Italy to go skiing.
Okay.
And she sent me a text like, hey, I'm about to head off. I'm very jealous of this trip she's going on. But I made the joke. It's like, glad your plane hasn't crashed. Because I am glad her plane has to crash. She has a three-leg trip.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. Like, that's rough.
What do you have to do? Like, go to like Jersey or New York? And then
Newark to... So Houston to Newark. Okay. Newark to Rome.
Okay.
And then via train, Rome to wherever they're going skiing.
Okay. I thought it was going to be three flights. I was like, that's terrible. Yeah, I don't know. I don't love the idea of flying anymore. I just don't love it. I wouldn't say it's washed. But it deserves to be on the list. It's on the watch list.
I was debating flying home to Florida this weekend to go see my my mom and my dad, stepdad too, because they all live in St. Petersburg, but on different sides of St. Petersburg during this time of year. It's very funny. They're not exactly the biggest fans of each other. And I'm not going to lie, the idea of getting on a Spirit Airlines plane for a round trip, because that was the only affordable flights at this moment in time from Houston to Tampa, I was like, I don't really want to spend $300 on a Spirit Airlines death trap and to go through Terminal A on top of all of that, which is the worst terminal in the United States.
But to be fair,
mm-hmm.
I don't think any of these have been Spirit flights yet.
I was going to say, the one in Toronto is Delta.
So like,
and you had the United engine that caught on fire on the runway at Bush, and you had the Alaska Airline plane that had a wing clip the tail fin of another plane.
It's like Everything's coming up Spirit right
well,
now.
Well, hang on. Hang on. I mean, you can't wear revealing clothing on Spirit Airlines anymore. So what am I supposed to do? Am I not going to be allowed to wear my short shorts and show off the quads?
I would love for them to try to turn you away for that.
I mean,
local radio host arrested at airport for not being allowed on airplane for showing his legs.
Well, there was the Spirit Airlines flight that got hit by gunfire, but that was because
their fault.
That was because of Haiti. Yeah, that was a Haiti thing. That was a Haiti thing. So that's the last incident on Spirit Airlines.
Well, that's pretty.
Honestly, they survived that, like getting struck by Haitian gunfire.
Yeah,
it's pretty impressive.
I can't believe only like a handful of people getting got hurt on this plane that ended up upside down.
Flying is definitely a little scarier now, right?
Yeah. I don't love it. I just booked a flight for May. As long as Southwest stays in the clear, I feel okay.
Well, they did just lay off 15% of their corporate workforce.
That's right.
But it's the corporate workforce. It's not the honestly, these are the suits. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, they can go.
Yeah, it doesn't affect me.
The pilots and flight attendants, they need more of those.
And the air traffic control guys.
We need more of those,
Yeah,
too.
We definitely need those. Those are important.
Yeah. What else is washed?
All-Star Games. Right? Can we be done now?
But the Four Nations thing's sick.
Yeah, but that's so different now.
Like, but it is an All-Star game.
But also, players are getting hurt. And like there are teams that are now losing players for the second half of the NHL season.
Good.
Because of this tournament. So like I don't want it to go away. My concern is that they're going to be little babies about this.
I don't think hockey will.
And I hope not.
Did you see PK Subban, who used to play in the NHL for the Nashville Predators for a while? And he was doing a segment on ESPN, and he said, like, look, it's just part of hockey's culture. And it always has been where, I mean, if you're hurt, you play. If you're injured, you sometimes play. Like, that's just a part of it. And he said there's like a passion with hockey that even though it is honestly a niche sport in the United States of America, that passion keeps people staying with it, and the way those players stay out there and fight through it makes them, of all athletes, arguably the most admirable.
Yeah.
So
I do agree. I the owners of these teams are the ones that I would say might not be as pro Four Nations.
I mean, they didn't let them play in the Olympics. Exactly. They haven't let them play in like anything.
The game that happened on Saturday, this is not a stretch, is the most relevant NHL game that has been played in a decade.
Yes, and the one that's going to be played on Thursday is going to be even more.
Yeah, I mean, because now everyone's excited about it.
Yeah.
It's probably the most relevant one since USA-Canada, like, in 2010.
Paul Bissonnette said it was the biggest game since 2010.
Yeah. That's the only other hockey game I know off the top of my head, so it must be the big one.
Not a good sign that it's an all-star game for that sport, but at least the sport tries in that game where the NFL doesn't even have a game anymore. The NBA is just doing a different project every single year. So, yeah, I agree with you. They are washed. But this one that the NHL is doing is awesome, and they have to keep it. I understand players are getting hurt, but clearly they give a damn. And this idea that, like, some games you don't want to play them because you don't want a guy to get hurt. Like, I get it that stuff can happen, but, like, that's life.
No,
like,
I agree.
A plane can crash any moment now.
No, like, I'm pro, like, World Baseball Classic. Like, I'm pro the Astros players or Cubs players, whatever, playing in the next one. Like, I know that's where Altuve got hurt, but, like,
I am until Altuve gets hurt. I will pretend like, yeah. I will 100%
fence drive. So your Four Nations stance only lasts until Houston gets a hockey team, and then when the star player gets hurt, then you're like, Four Nations no more.
I'll draw a line for hockey.
Okay.
But yeah,
if
another Astro gets injured.
Hockey is, if they die, they die.
I like it. That's what I love about them.
It's why hockey's great.
But if another Astro player gets hurt with this effing medical staff, I'll say, like, hey, can we at least have the international team doctors take care of it? Do I trust Venezuela's doctors more than I trust the Astros team staff? I might.
I still can't believe they didn't fire the medical staff. I thought that was going to be on my wash list number one this offseason.
The Texans promoting from within.
Yeah.
Got him at a discount.
Clearly. Can't tell what's a broken leg or not.
50% pay cut. We just didn't report it.
Let's use some of that Ryan Pressly money on a couple days.
Oh, that's where. Well, no, that money's going to Brendan Rodgers. Not really, but.
All right, guys. That's a washed, watched. Watch. God, it's so hard. That's what she said. It is so hard to say washed watch Wednesday, but I did say it right there. Joe George has it every single Wednesday at 2:30. Up next, we've got some garbage time. Congratulations to one of the greatest athletes in sports these days, who is celebrating a bun in the oven. We'll discuss.
This is Gallant and George
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now back to Paul and Joe inside the Veritex Community Bank Studios.
Last chance to dance, Gallant and George. Good news for the NFL. Bad news for any owner who's going to cry poor and maybe, I don't know, try to strong arm the city that it plays in into a taxpayer-funded brand-new stadium, even though their new stadium that they're in is like less than 25 years old. Per Dan Graziano, the NFL informed teams that the salary cap will increase by nearly $30 million going into next year.
That's pretty good.
It should help out a lot of teams keep their guys around, and it is one of the many reasons that the cap is crap. It's constantly going up. That's why the Saints just keep unloading
by large chunks.
That's why they do it. Because they're like, oh, it's just going to go up by $40 million next year.
Well, the Saints are at the point where now where like they've gotten a little out of control. Yeah. Well, they need to like reset because they stink.
Well,
but
they were like $100 million over the cap, and over the last 2 years, the cap's gone up $50-plus million.
Yeah. Well, this is good for the NFL. It shows business is booming. Business is good.
Mm-hmm.
The Super Bowl ratings highest they've ever been.
Fat hogs get slaughtered, but sometimes the hogs live a really long time. Yeah. Sometimes they become feral and multiply and take over the entirety of West Texas. Talking about javelinas.
I hear. Is that the ones that they have to shoot from helicopters?
Yes. Yes.
I've just seen videos online.
Feral hogs. It's like the pig go out in the wild and they just become nasty.
Would you do that? Would you go up in a helicopter shoot pigs?
I'd feel bad because I know they're intelligent animals.
Yeah.
But I could be convinced.
A helicopter doesn't seem like it's my speed either.
I don't know if I feel like someone's going to play Flight of the Valkyrie in the background and I'm going to feel like, you know, people in Nam.
Or just like have
like opening fire on like poor like.
At least have like on your Asians. AirPods. So it's just like just you hearing
no,
it.
I just honestly,
playing Fortunate Son as you.
I do have this feeling, like, I want to hunt, but I feel like hunting should be, it should be a little bit more of an even playing field.
Yeah, I do feel like you spears, you're up the odds.
Like spears or something.
Yeah, but at least, well,
bow and arrow spears.
That's fair. I feel like the helicopter is really the advantage that you get here.
At least for big game hunting.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the helicopter thing, it's too much of an advantage. That's cheating. That's spawn camping, essentially. All right, a little garbage time before we get out of here.
Oh, I love trash.
Garbage time.
It's garbage.
Starts now.
I'm the trash man.
This is garbage.
Congratulations to one of the best athletes out there. Even if Joe George confuses her with other athletes and performers. Bonnie Blue is pregnant. You might remember Bonnie Blue as the OnlyFans creator who slept with 1,000 men in a day.
So who's the dad?
Good question.
I
mean, if she is the master of the internet, like I think she is, the next step is a reality TV show where she tries to find who the father is.
But and guess what?
The best dates that they have, like they do episodes of them, the worst dates episodes. So she's just going to meet these 1,000 guys. And then she can, on her OnlyFans, like, show what happens at the end of the date.
No, what do you do is you basically do the Bachelorette, where it's which ones does she get to know and want to be the father?
And which ones want to stay around?
And then at the reunion show, she has to get, like, Deal or No Deal. She guesses which, you know, it's number 573. And it's, nope, it's 729. Ah.
Well, you know who has better odds of figuring out who knocked them up? Paul?
Who?
Trying to say I say all blonde hoes look alike.
Whoa.
Oh, no one needs that.
Oh, whoa.
I am.
Terminology.
Is Lily Phillips, who's also pregnant.
Wait, no way.
Yes.
The two people that are fighting one another for
apparently
like, who bangs the most people in a day.
That's what the Daily Mail Online says.
Oh, one of them's faking it. One of them is 100%.
They're both faking it.
No, well, that would be sad. And everything's fake now, so you're probably right. Especially since the John Rocker, Patrick Mahomes fisticuffs on Bourbon Street was wrong. It was fake. Everything's fake!
I mean, there's literally a new Netflix show about someone being fake pregnant.
That's fun.
Yeah, back in my day, we had I Didn't Know I Was Pregnant. Now people are faking being pregnant.
Yeah.
I think I might watch that.
I can't remember who the main... I can't remember who the main actress is.
What if someone at, like, the Daily Mail or whoever just made the same mistake that Joe did, whatever, months ago when we were talking about this? And they're like, hey, you know the girl that slept with a million people? She got pregnant. They're like, oh, yeah. Sweet, Bonnie Blue. And it's like, no,
the other,
Lily Phillips.
The other one. It's called Kinda Pregnant with Amy Schumer. She's the main actress. So now you're out? That looks like the face of someone who's not going to watch it now.
Can't imagine he's a big Amy Schumer.
She used to be great.
Used to be is a good word.
Got a little too hot taking.
Yeah.
Anyway, on that note, guys, well, congratulations to two of the greatest athletes we've ever seen.
Yeah.
I do consider porn stars to be athletes. I do.
Congrats to them.
Congratulations.
They won a medal.
We wish them well. We also really wish if those kids make it, and I hope they do, we wish them all the therapy.
A lot of therapy.
But first, therapy.
I just can't imagine what these doctor's appointments are going to be like. Are all 1,000 dudes coming?
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. One of those first people is so desperate, they'll be like, yeah, I'll be the father.
I'll be the father who stepped up?
Yeah.
I'm 827. I'll be the father who stepped up.
Squid Game.
827. That's going to wrap up today's edition of Gallant and George. Joe, where are you off to the next 2 days?
We're doing a little staycation in Houston. We're staying at the Great Wolf Lodge.
Hell
for,
yeah.
Joseph's birthday this weekend.
All right.
So,
well, that's awesome. Well, Joe will be back on Monday. Big thanks to our texters, callers, YouTubers, Twitchers, everyone else who listened. For Sean Mapes, for Joe George, I am merely Paul Gallant. So long. Farewell. The Killer Bees are up next. Have yourselves a wonderful Wednesday. Peace.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.